From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id. Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo inaugurates Tiu Suntuk Dam and Impress Road in West Nusa Tenggara. Minister Nadiem affirms Merdeka Belajar Movement is an effort to advance Indonesian education. And here's the news in detail, read by Steve. Indonesian President Joko Widodo inaugurated the Tiu Suntuk Dam in West Sumbawa Regency, West Nusa Tenggara on Thursday. He believes that the existence of infrastructure built with a budget allocation of 1.4 trillion rupees can support agricultural productivity, raw water supply, and reduce flooding around West Sumbawa.
Kapasitasnya 60,
its capacity is 60.8 million cubic meters and it will accommodate the water. It is so much. The benefits are for irrigation of 1,900 hectares, for raw water 680 liters per second, and it can also reduce flooding around West Sumbawa.
Detik dan juga bisa mereduksi adanya banjir di sekitar Sumbawa Barat.
Previously, President Joko Widodo inaugurated the implementation of Presidential Instruction of Republic of Indonesia. Presidential Instruction No. 3 of 2023 concerning the acceleration of regional road connectivity improvement or regional or road impress in West Nusa Tenggara. The President also expected that the infrastructure will encourage the increasing logistic mobility and connectivity to produce, we should say, productive areas in West Nusa Tenggara. Minister of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of Indonesia, Nadiem Makarim, said Merdeka Belajar Movement is the government's effort to transform and advance Indonesian education. At 2024 National Education Day commemoration ceremony in Jakarta on Thursday, he said that the steps to transform Indonesian education through Merdeka Belajar Movement at all levels from early childhood education to higher education have been carried out over the last 5 years. He has acknowledged that it is not easy to transform a very large system and it's not a simple task to change the perspective on the learning process. But the minister affirmed that the changes to the country's education system must take place because discomfort is a turmoil that usually accompanies every step towards improvement and progress. Indonesian Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung affirmed the importance of collaboration and synergy of all stakeholders in order to advance education in Indonesia. This was conveyed by Pramono Anung in Jakarta in a statement welcoming the National Education Day 2024, commemorated on Thursday. According to Pramono, the journey towards an independent education isn't easy and full of challenges, but with joint efforts, he believes it will be realized. He also invited all components of the nation to jointly build resilient human resources and have qualified capacity. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi has said Indonesia is committed to building stronger cooperation with Turkey and contributing to global peace and prosperity. Minister Reno Watsudi, during a visit to Turkey on Wednesday, explained that the close relations of both countries were marked by the visit of her Turkish counterpart, Minister Hakan Fidan, to Jakarta in July last year, on which Minister Reno reciprocated with a visit to Ankara. She mentioned that the two countries are committed to accelerating the finalization of the Indonesian-Turkey Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement and welcomed the plan to hold the fifth round of the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement negotiations this year. Both ministers also agreed to hold a military and defense dialogue. Moreover, Minister Reno stated, Indonesia and Turkey have the same principles in addressing the Palestinian issue. Indonesia reaffirmed its support for a credible peace process towards a two-state solution and for Palestinian membership in the United Nations. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Indonesia, Erlangga Hartarto, pointed out the positive development of Indonesia's economy in a live interview on Bloomberg TV London, England on Wednesday. He further said, political stability is Indonesia's capital to continue economic transformation. He also explained that amid the complexity of the global economic environment, Indonesia's economic performance has progressed and shown resilience. Throughout 2023, Indonesia managed to grow by 5.05%. Minister Erlangga also added that over the last 2 years, during the preparation and implementation of general elections, Indonesia's economy continued to grow in quality. Inflation was maintained and rupiah exchange rate was maintained in balance. On the occasion, Minister Erlangga also explained the strategic policies of the government of Indonesia, such as the downstreaming of nickel commodities. The policy aims at boosting economic added value, creating jobs, and strengthening Indonesia's position in the global supply chain. In climate change sector, he also remarked that investment in electric vehicles and renewable energy is becoming increasingly important. Indonesian government encourages the development of these technologies to reduce pollution and dependence on fossil fuels. A Syrian man and an aid organization have accused Russia of violating international law by deliberately bombing a hospital in northern Syria in 2019, in a new complaint filed at United Nations Human Rights Committee this week. As reported by ArabNews.com, Russia, which intervened militarily in Syria's conflict in 2015 to bolster the forces of its ally President Bashar Assad, has been accused by UN investigators of committing war crimes in Syria, but has not faced any international tribunal. Moscow has repeatedly denied accusations that it violated international law in Syria. The new complaint, filed on May 1st but made public on Thursday, accuses Russia's Air Force of killing two civilians in a series of airstrikes on the Kafr Noble Surgical Hospital in the northwest province of Idlib on May 5th, 2019. The United States has formally accused Russia too of using chemicals weapons as a method of warfare against Ukraine and impose sweeping new sanctions on Russian firms and government bodies. As quoted by CNN.com in a statement on Wednesday, the US State Department said it had made a determination that Russia has used chemical weapon chloroprene against Ukrainian forces in violation of the Chemical Weapons Convention. It added that Russia had also used riot control agents or tear gas during the war in violation of the CWC or Chemical Weapon Convention. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Oh, The Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, in collaboration with Air Macau and ATSIRI, and supported by the Indonesian Consul General in Hong Kong, that concurrently as Macau opened the wonderful Indonesia Pavilion at the Macau International Travel Industry Expo 2024. Macau International Travel Industry Expo 2024 is a prestigious international exhibition in Macau, initiated by the Macau Government Tourism Office. The exhibition was held at the Venetian Macau from April 26 to 28, 2024. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno, in his statement in Jakarta on Sunday, said that the main aim of participating in this event is to strengthen marketing efforts and enhance the profile of Indonesia's super priority destination for the Macau market. Indonesia's super priority destination profile is leisure, wellness experience, deep and meaningful, and sunsetting. Minister Sandiaga Uno also explained that Indonesia has so many things to offer the Macau market. Apart from Bali, which was recently awarded the Best Island in Asia Readers' Choice Awards 2023 by Conde Nast Traveler, Indonesia is also developing five new super priority destinations. These destinations are Lake Toba in North Sumatra, Borobudur in Central Java, Mandalika in West Nusa Tenggara, Labuan Bajo in East Nusa Tenggara, and Likupang in North Sulawesi. Meanwhile, Deputy for Marketing at the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Nimade Ayu Martini, said that direct flights from Macau to Bali and also onward connection to various other destinations in eastern Indonesia are very important to attract tourists from Macau. She also hopes that Garuda Indonesia Airline can open Macau-Jakarta or Bali flights to support tourism targets for the Macau market. According to Nimade Ayu, more direct flights will make it easier for Macau tourists to visit Indonesia. Meanwhile, Director of Regional Tourism Marketing 1 at the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Wisnu Sindu Trisno, stated that Indonesia's participation in the Macau International Travel Industry Expo 2024 is also expected to bring more Macau tourists to Indonesia to achieve the target of 17 million foreign tourists visits in 2024. According to Wisnu, this is one concrete step taken by the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy to demonstrate its commitment to facilitating highly curated Indonesian sellers to establish business partnerships and conduct on-site negotiations with potential buyers in Macau.
Listener, we begin today in history on May 2nd with the event about National Education Day in Indonesia. Every 2nd May is commemorated as National Education Day. This commemoration coincides with the birthday of Ki Hajar Dewantoro, a national hero who is respected as the father of national education in Indonesia. He made a great contribution to the world of education, especially in opposing the Dutch East Indies government's policy of only allowing rich people and Dutch children who could take education. This National Day was established through Presidential Decree No. 316 of 1959, dated 16th December 1959. We move to the next event about the determination of Cut Nyadin as an Indonesian national hero. Cut Nyadin is a great Indonesian female figure who never gave up in fighting against the colonialists. She is a hero from Aceh who fought against the Dutch during the Aceh War. In 1906, Cut Nyadin was captured by the Dutch and exiled to Sumedang, West Java, because the Dutch fear of her presence created a spirit of resistance. Because she continued to be in contact with fighters who had not submitted, Cut Nyadin passed away on November 6, 1908. On May 2, 1964, the Indonesian government designated Cut Nyadin as an Indonesian national hero based on a later Presidential Decree No. 106 of 1964. We end today in history with the event about Cyclone Nargis hits Myanmar. Cyclone Nargis, also known as very severe cyclonic storm Nargis, was a deadly tropical cyclone that hit the land in Myanmar on 2 May 2008. The cyclone sent a storm surge 40 kilometers into the densely populated Irrawaddy Delta, causing massive damage and at least 138,373 casualties. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Tidakkah henti kacimu berlari?
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia today focuses on Indonesian Consortium for Biology gathers data of 11,137 biodiversities in Indonesia. Indonesian Consortium for Biology claimed to successfully gather data of 11,137 biodiversities spread across Indonesia. Head of Indonesian Consortium for Biology, Professor Budi Setiadi Daryono, in a statement in Yogyakarta on Monday, conveyed that since 2019, the consortium has initiated the Indonesian Biodiversity Index, which is joined by 514 students from 104 campuses to collect and arrange the country's biodiversity data. On one hand, this aims to fight the pressure from damage and extinction threat against floral fauna and microbial species on land, freshwater, wetlands, coast, and sea. On the other hand, the biodiversity condition cannot be measured by its status trend and impact on national level from anthropocentric activities. The 11,137 biodiversity data will be analyzed further by experts and curators. According to Budi, the biodiversity index analysis is going through a biodiversity big data technology use development to answer the knowledge gap on biodiversity data. According to Budi Setiadi, a strong concept and model design support, as well as appropriate skills and knowledge in the study team, will optimize the new scientific product from the use of big data. Budi hoped that the Indonesian Biodiversity Index assessment result will be a reference and visual guidance for biodiversity practitioners and a development recommendation for the government in policy making and decision making. Meanwhile, manager of World Water Forum Indonesia, as well as a member of Indonesian Biodiversity Index research team, Barano Siswa, said that the biodiversity data curation was based on data collection ranging from 1975 to 2023. The collected data will undergo population census, population estimation, density, including data converted from trap camera, abundance index, transportation per business unit, biomass, sample, and representation. Barano Siswa also conveyed that currently they are making the class-based categories of the biodiversity index, such as an analysis for Acinopterygii, aves, mammalia, reptilia, and invertebrata. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Sampai saat ini tak terfikir olehku, aku pernah beri rasa pada orang sepertimu. Seandainya sejak awal tak kuyakinkan diriku, tutur kata yang sempurna tak sebaik yang kukira. Andai ku tahu semua akan sia-sia, takkan ku terima cinta sesaatmu. Bagaimana dengan aku terlanjur mencintaimu yang datang. Sedikit alasan
meyakinkan diriku. Tutur kata yang sempurna tak sebaik yang kukira. Andai ku tahu semua akan sia-sia, takkan ku terima cinta sesaatmu.
Are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kilohertz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Listeners, Pekanbaru, the capital city of Riau Province, is one of the largest economic centers in Sumatra Island. Its economy is supported by trade and petroleum mining. If you visit the province, you should know that it's not just about business and mining, but it also offers a variety of interesting destinations. One of them is the phenomenal Rumbai Rainbow Hills. The place is often compared to the Rainbow Hills phenomenon in various countries such as Zhangye Danxue in China, Painted Hills in the United States, or Vinuchincha in Peru. As the name suggests, the hills are really colorful. Rumbai Rainbow Hills is located in Rumbai Pesisir District and can be reached from Pekanbaru City Center in 45 minutes. It is free of charge. There is no entrance ticket there. Rainbow Hills offers beautiful views of valley and small hills in shade of dark brown, orange, yellow, and pink. If you visit it, you can explore and enjoy every corner. Don't forget to capture its uniqueness and beautiful with your camera. The uniqueness of Rumbai Rainbow Hills lies in its ability to change color according to existing weather conditions. When it's rain, the soil color will change. The best time to visit is during the dry season when the dry and cracked soil adds to its natural charm. These colors, combined with the blue sky during the day, provide a beautiful view. If you want to hunt for photos with a unique natural background, Rumbai Rainbow Hills is the right place to visit.
perjalanan membawamu bertemu denganku, ku bertemu kamu. Sepertimu yang ku cari, konon aku juga seperti yang kau cari. Kukira kita asam dan garam, dan kita bertemu di belanga. Kisah yang ternyata tak seindah itu. Kukira kita akan bersama, begitu banyak yang sama, latarmu dan latarku. Kukira takkan ada kendala, kukira ini kan mudah, kau aku jadi kita. Kasih sayangmu membekas, redam kini sudah, pijar istimewa. Entah apa maksud dunia tentang ujung cerita kita tak bersama. Semoga rindu ini menghilang, konon katanya waktu sembuhkan. Akan adakah lagi yang sepertimu? Kukira kita akan bersama, begitu banyak yang sama, latarmu dan latarku. Kukira takkan ada kendala, kukira ini kan mudah, kalau aku jadi kita. Kau melanjutkan perjalananmu, ku melanjutkan perjalananku. Sama latarmu dan latarku. Kukira takkan ada kendala, kukira ini kan mudah, kau aku jadi kita. Kukira kita akan bersama.
Listeners, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Dear listeners, today's edition of Miscellany comes with the title Solo Indonesia Culinary Festival 2024. Listeners, if you are a lover of Indonesian culinary delights, be prepared because an interesting culinary event entitled Solo Indonesia Culinary Festival SICF 2024 will be coming soon. Solo Indonesia Culinary Festival 2024 will be held at Manahan Stadium, Solo from 9 to 12 of May 2024. This year, the Solo Indonesia Culinary Festival will have Soto as its main theme. Soto was chosen as the theme for the 2024 festival because this dish is one of the favorites of all group at various ages. Apart from that, soto always has various types and almost always available in various regions in Indonesia. Chairman of the Solo Indonesia Culinary Festival 2024 Organizing Committee Daryono said that based on the pack of Milan, Solo was named a food smart city which successfully competed with hundreds of cities in the world. He also hopes that the 2024 festival can be an event for promoting regional culinary potentials and how Solo can become an example of a city with food potential management. According to Daryono, culinary is a creative economy that has long-lasting effect, not only in absorbing labor but also in alleviating poverty. The Solo Indonesia Culinary Festival 2024 will be enlivened by the distributions of thousands of free portions of soto to visitors, a breakfast menu creation competitions, education about soto menus and various activities with attractive prizes. Other culinary menus will also color the 2024 festival. Apart from soto, the Solo Indonesia Culinary Festival 2024 will also feature contemporary breakfast. At the festival, information will be given on how to make local food ingredients into today's family breakfast menu, which can be made in a few minutes so it's faster and more efficient. That's Miscellany for today. Bye-bye.
Dipanggil ibu sementara aku ayah bertukar cerita undang lelap mata lalu datang pagi kau memasak ku bekerja sederhana. Bahagia ini lengkap sudah.
maka padanya kita berserah.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, you are about to listen to a song by Andre Hehanusa. Andre Ronald Benito Hehanusa, famous as Andre Hehanusa, is a singer and actor who is an Ambon descent. Andre began his career in 1987 by joining Katara Singers until 1991. Later, Andre decided to go solo. His debut solo album was released in 1995, entitled Bidadari or Angel. One of the hit songs in the album was Kutabali. Listener, here is Kutabali by Andre Hehanusa.
Thank you. Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Satu yang ku perlu, ku rasa hanya dirimu yang membuatku rindu. Bila saat nanti kau milikku, ku yakin cintamu takkan terbagi, takkan berpaling, karena ku tahu engkau begitu, karena ku tahu engkau begitu. Hingga ku pasti menunggu selama apapun itu, demi cinta yang ku rasakan, yang hanyalah kepadamu. Yakinkan hatimu kau milikku, karena ku tahu engkau begitu, karena ku tahu engkau begitu. Ku tahu engkau begitu.